glad. We know that the reason we're here is because you guys are using the Drupal. Because you guys are using Drupal. And then lastly, just a note about myself. I put people before computers, and relationships are worth more than dollars, so I'd love to meet you. I think I've probably met most of the people in the room so far, one time or another in one lunch line or the other. So, just that said, they're worth more than dollars, especially as the dollar keeps. Yeah. Alright. Because we are at DrupalCon, I almost feel like I don't need to present this slide. But I'm going to start here because I think it's important for everybody here to know how they can sell Drupal to their clients first before they start using Drupal to sell their clients' products. And so if somebody comes to you and says, well, I've heard of OS Commerce, I've heard of Zendesk, I've heard of Magento, I've heard of whatever other solution there is that's just an e-commerce solution, they want you to implement that for one feature or another, I think you should be able to tell them that's a bad idea. And just a few of the reasons that we have listed up here, as you all know, being integrated with the CMS is necessary. If you want people to buy your product, you've got to have content on your site so that search engines can find your site, so that customers can then search for your products, come to the site, buy everything, and keep the site working. So UberCart and the e-commerce project are seamlessly integrated with Drupal. That means that we get by default everything that Drupal is great for. Everything that everybody else here gets to work on and tell us how to use, it's all seamlessly integrated. And if you've used any sort of an integration, a hack, hooking up an e-commerce system with Drupal or any other CMS, there's always something missing, there's something falling through, or there's something that's wasting your time as a developer trying to make it work nice, trying to make it play together well. So we start off by using Drupal. Seamlessly integrated, we have Drupal as a versatile application framework and a theming platform. Has anybody here, just by show of hands again, has anybody used OS Commerce? Has anybody themed OS Commerce? Would anybody like to keep theming OS Commerce? Yeah, I think that's great. I don't have a design bone in my body, but I know that if we do the code right, then the theme developers will be able to theme it just like they do any other module, any other part of the Drupal site. So UberCart, e-commerce, all these Drupal integrated e-commerce systems instantly let you leverage the theming system. You can pitch that to your clients. It's going to be a lot cheaper and easier for you to make their sites look like they want them to look like. And I guarantee that they have we want this to look like this for you. We have the benefit of the module system, hundreds of contributions. I feel like I keep reverting this. Has anybody developed on an OS Commerce site and had to patch in half a dozen different contributions? There is no hook system. It's not extensible. It's not modular. Drupal is. The e-commerce packages for Drupal are. You can leverage the hooks. You can leverage the APIs that are internal to Drupal and instantly add value to UberCart or e-commerce, basically Drupal as the e-commerce platform for your client. User accounts with integrated order histories. You don't have to hack anything together between Drupal users and other systems' order histories. Drupal is inexpensive to run with community support. And then lastly on the list there, powerful core APIs, secure application framework. We really are more than just a CMS. I think everybody here knows that. Be sure to point that out to your clients. We think that Drupal is the way to go in content management and applications. We think that UberCart is the way to go for e-commerce. And then there are other solutions available with varying degrees of integration or needs for whatever your client requires. And there's a URL at the bottom of the page that I'd love to expand on. The URL is just a page on our site where we try to make sure that people know that Drupal is a viable e-commerce platform. And it's what they really should be using, not just to run their e-commerce site, but to run their blog, to run their forum, to run whatever they need to run. So I'm the lead developer of UberCart. I'm going to provide a short description of what UberCart is for those that are new to UberCart or just exploring what it is. Provide a brief history of the project, a brief forecast of the future, and then do a feature overview. That way, Everybody's just kind of on the same page, whatever your level of involvement with UberCard is. Everybody's on the same page of what a lot of the core functionality, core features are that you can leverage in your sites. After that, I will show some pages from the live test, which is where we are continually testing and developing the core code. And then we'll move into Q&A time. So if you have a question, write it down. Hopefully we'll be able to use the mics to answer those at the end. And if not, I'll be around. And we're hoping to have other Bob session tomorrow. Hopefully anybody that's interested, we can pick up your part dinner tonight after John Messick teaches us all about jQuery. So getting started, the short description. UberCart is an e-commerce suite built on top of Drupal that allows you to sell physical products, sell or distribute file downloads, sell site access through user account role promotions, and much more. People are using it just to distribute files to the press, like AOL. People are using it to sell fan club memberships, like Warner Brothers Records. Then we have people that are using it to sell clothes to individuals or in bulk. And there's just a wide variety of applications. There's essentially nothing you can't do with UberCart. It is modular, so if you can't do it yet, you can do it. Or if you need to, you can hire us to. It's another plug. But UberCart as a module package is focused on simplifying initial store setup, product and catalog creation, and processing orders, basically running a store. We want to make sure that the new user to Drupal, the new user to UberCart, and the person that's never run an e-commerce site in life can download and install UberCart and set a store up within a few hours, and I think it's possible.
Yes? Is Google Checkout supported yet?
I'll get to what's supported and what's not later on, but it's in the works, and yes, so, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. As soon as I can get back to the office and make sure it's committed. So. Moving on, just a brief history and future of the project. We were developed at Prima Supply, which is, like I said, a restaurant equipment company. Andy's dad started selling stuff throughout Louisville, Kentucky, where we're based. Andy started selling it through the internet, through e-commerce sites, through eBay. He brought me on to list products, and then to start patching an OS Commerce install. And as soon as we got tired of doing that, we decided to move into converting to Drupal, investigating how we could use Drupal to move our site, which is a fairly complex site with a lot of integrations with QuickBooks, eBay, a personal inventory system, everything else. How can we replicate that in Drupal? We did evaluate the existing e-commerce package. We decided that would not be usable for our company. And so we dove in headfirst, and we dove into the deep end, have not come up for air yet. We started developing UberCart on Drupal 5 beta, which was kind of a mistake. I don't recommend starting a big module package on a beta version of Drupal. It changed a lot. We learned we're now near a 1.0 release. We stayed in the alpha release cycle for about 9 months last year. We started hitting betas fast this year. The goal is to have a release candidate version out for everybody to use before I come to DrupalCon. That has not happened yet. Lord willing, it will happen soon. We'll get to release candidate stage and then move on to Drupal 6 after we hit 1.0. We have been, throughout the development process, expanding our goals for developer feedback. So I'm glad there's so many people here that are using and developing e-commerce sites. We originally did not have in our scope to include file downloads and role assignments. People in Barcelona convinced us that was a bad idea. Now, fix that, and it's proved to be highly beneficial to the project itself, such as RiffTrax, which is Mike Nelson's Mystery Science Theater. They're distributing their RiffTrax through UberCart using the file download system quite successfully, and it's been a huge benefit for them, contributing back to UberCart and contributing to anybody here that uses the file download system to serve up MP3s, serve up whatever you need to serve. I'm sure you can imagine. The brief future, we are trying to polish off the 1.0 release. We are going to start converting to Drupal 6 until we get a solid 1.0. But as soon as that happens, we'd like to dive into the Drupal 6 update head first. And we'd like to do that with a lot of friends. There's already a lot of people that have voiced support, so if you're one of those people that are interested in helping to coordinate the Drupal 6 update, I invite you to attend the Birds of a Feather session tomorrow.
We're hopeful we'll be able to solidify the process for updating it. For those that aren't aware, UberCard is a module package. It's not just a module, and I don't know how many there are, but it's somewhere between 20 and 30 modules in the core package. If you're aware with the change between Drupal 5 and Drupal 6, we have changed menus, we have changed install files, we've changed forms. And UberCard is 30,000 lines of install files, menus, and forms. And so we've got our work cut out for us. And then, of course, we're always looking to tighten up the core APIs. We're looking to have better internationalization support. We are unfortunately American and totally ignorant of Canadian taxes on taxes and European VAT and everything. So there's a lot of stuff in place right now that we've had a lot of valuable feedback from the community on. So that it is in a good spot where it is. It will be in a good spot for 1.0. We want it to be better for the 2.0 and certainly for Drupal 6 and beyond. And then QuickBooks, eBay integration, and other external services, Google Checkout. We've already got PayPal Express Checkout and other PayPal services. So we want to expand the offering. For those that, by show of hands again, has anybody installed UberCard before? Has anybody heard of the Uber installer? Has anybody used that? A few. It was just an automated installer, but if you're familiar with Drupal, installation is not that difficult. I've listed a bit of the requirements. You know, you need Drupal 5. You need CCK, image field, image cache, and thickbox if you want to leverage core image support. We have it set up so that if you have these modules enabled, when you install UberCard, we'll automatically set up multiple image support on your product nodes and let you create images on the fly without having to replicate that every time you install UberCard. A few other dependencies. Token, definitely a dependency for email notifications, store messages using tokens, which, if anybody's not familiar, you put a string inside of brackets. The code replaces that with the store name, the order total, the order number, whatever you need. Workflow in G is a dependency that lets us have configurable taxes, shipping quotes, automated order processing, automated order workflow, a lot of really cool features. Not sure what's going to happen in Drupal 6, but for now, Workflow does a really good job for us in Drupal 5. Then Tabor and UBrowser, this is some sort of API stuff that we leverage in various parts of the code that we'll be moving away from with the update also. So you get those installed. You install UberCard. You've got four core modules. We have them separated by packages. So you don't just have one big fat UberCard package on your modules screen. You can go through and you can enable the core modules. And then look through the headings. We've got a shipping package, payment package, extra package, whatever you need. You can find, hopefully, the module that you need to enable to sell stuff with authorize.net or to use a special link to add an item to somebody's cart from a newsletter, all that kind of stuff. It's all very modular. So you need to do the installation configuration. I'll show a few screenshots of the configuration in just a few minutes. And, of course, there's documentation. The URL at the bottom is where to find it. ubercard.org/docs. You'll find me in the documentation there on installation, configuration, setup, a few tutorials, site enhancement tips, and then if you're a developer, there is a separate developer's guide for book documentation, system documentation, and we'd always like that to be better. My apologies to anybody that's been burned by an incomplete page. On the features overview, if you can just bear with me through a few more slides, we'll get to the screenshots. Products are nodes. So that means anything you can do with a node, you can do with a product in UberCard. You can sort it in a view to make a product catalog. You can add CCK fields to it. You can do whatever you need to. It's a node. There are also product classes, which is essentially cloning the product node. So you can set up a product or a node type for your t-shirts. You can set up a node type for your hats. You can assign different CCK fields. Later on, I'll talk about product attributes and options. You can assign them for product class. It's all a part of our goal that I mentioned at the beginning of simplifying building your product catalog. And we want to make sure that you're not taking a lot of unnecessary steps. As we move forward, we want to be continually cutting out unnecessary steps. So I certainly invite feedback from anybody that's been using it and has a volume of it. Products can have attributes. Anybody that's been handed a t-shirt from, you know, any of the companies here that's giving out lots of cool free t-shirts, they've asked you what size shirt you want. Small, medium, large, extra large. That is a product attribute. This shirt can either come to you in small, medium, large, or extra large. It will not come to you in all three. And so there needs to be a way for you to want a product node to define what those options are. We have an attributes and options system that is similar to other systems out there that you can just define these per product. You can define them per product class. You can set up defaults at a global level if all your products are going to mean the same thing. Then you can refine those on a per product basis. And that product attribute can adjust the weight of the item for shipping. It can adjust the price if you need an extra large shirt that costs $1 more. It can adjust the SKU if you need an order fulfillment task, you're picking a different, you know, a different SKU for shipping out whatever whatever product it is that was selected. And that's totally possible with the core attributes and options system. And then other folks are, other companies are hooking into what we have and making it better. And I expect that you guys will be able to take advantage of those in the future too. Default product images, a default product catalog. For the mom and pop shop that knows nothing about views and CCK, we're doing it in core for it. If you get to do something different and don't enable our catalog module, roll your own views, get products or notes, anything you can do, you know, you're going to be dealing with the product. We have anonymous authenticated checkouts. That means somebody could not log into your website and check out, they could log into your website and check out. We're going to tap into their order history to pull up address information on the checkout page if they are logged in. If they're not logged in, we're going to create a user account for them when they check out, so that user account will be matched up to any future orders from them. It's going to be based on the email address, just like other user accounts in Google. If they have an existing user account, it will automatically match up the order to their existing user account. And again, this just lets you leverage the user system, the user APIs, things that are already in existence in Google. We're outsourcing from Picard to Drupal, which does it a lot better than we would for user management, for follow-up. You know, hook them into your newsletter, hook them into content recommendation based on past orders. Whatever you need to do, we're trying to simplify all these things for developers as well as users. Does anybody have felt last night? Is anybody else standing this close to somebody and yelling so they can hear you? Sorry, that's why I can't talk. Sorry. A few more things about checkout. It is totally configurable. You can move field sets around. We call them checkout panes. It's essentially a field set of the Forms API. You can extend that to your heart's content. You can write your own checkout pane, hook it into the checkout system, and collect whatever information you need to near your checkout, display whatever information you need to. It's very versatile, and it's simple to use for non-technical users. There is support for international shipping and formats. It's all through workflow and Gene. You can check the country if your customer lives overseas, you know, ship them with USPS, if they live locally, ship them with UPS, whatever you need to do. You can do that with the workflow logic. I feel like I'm tossing around workflow so much, and people may not know what that is. I apologize. I'll try to hit that back later. A few more features, payment system and credit card system in core can be extended by modules. If you need to integrate your payment service with an UberCard site, it's going to take you one hook to define a payment gateway, and then one function to charge the card. It's as simple as that. I'm trying to make it very simple for people to plug in their own payment gateways and contribute them back to the community so that more people can take advantage of those. We do ship with authorize.net, to checkout, Payflow, PayPal, Website Payments Standard, Website Payments Pro, Express Checkout. We're hoping to ship with more in the future, but only as much as we can maintain. Without help, it's probably going to stay where it is right now. I trust that that will be expanded. Shipping quotes are generated in real time during checkout. You can get real time UPS shipping quotes back. Display them on the checkout screen, let your customer know up front how much it's going to cost. You can mark that up if you need $1 for packaging. It's all really versatile. It's in core. Again, it uses workflow, which I said I'll come back to it. Workflow is a system where you can take an event, such as get a shipping quote, and you can apply an action to that, such as call up UPS and return my shipping quotes. In Drupal 6, there's now actions and triggers. You know, on a user log, you can display this message. It's the same concept, except workflow allows conditionals. So if somebody lives, you know, overseas, you're sending them one message. If somebody lives domestically, you're sending them another. If somebody completes a checkout without running the credit card, then you're going to drop them into a pending status. If they submit payment, and you're going to drop them into a payment receive status and start processing the order. It's all configurable, so you can set it up to do whatever your client needs. You can set it up to do whatever you need and not have to hook into it by a custom module. We're trying to alleviate that. You can still do it if you want to, though. The books are in place. I need more than an hour. I need better slides. Configurable, simple, and complex taxes. There is contributed support from VAT, GST, and a few other T's and taxes from all around the world. Again, that's using workflow, it's using contributed modules to display the tax included in the price on the product page. Whatever you need, I'm sure you can find it in the forums or in the contrib directory at groupcart.org. There are email notifications, there are invoices that you can theme however you want to, you can clone, modify the invoice templates, use them on your site. Right now, I ripped off Amazon.com's invoice, so that was the best I could come up with. I'm certainly, anybody again with a design genius or design bone in their body, please come find me afterwards. We'd love to get that out of Full back-end order administration and creation. If somebody calls you up on the phone, you need to be able to create an order. You can do that in Groupcart. You can just create a customer, create an order on the fly, add products, check them out, or you can edit an order that was previously entered, you can add products, remove products, you can do whatever you need to. It's just a really robust order administrative system that we needed for our local, for our in-house companies, and that we trust other people need it too because they're using it. There's a product feature system that allows for things like file downloads, role assignments, recurring fees, that are attached to products based on the product SKU, not based on the product node. You can make them based on the product node, but remember I said that attributes and options can change the product SKU. On the live test right now, I'll demo in a minute, a product that can be sold as a CD or it can be sold as an MP3 download. So it's based on the SKU, we're attaching a file download based on what the customer selected. It just makes it a very versatile solution for file downloads, for physical shipping, for everything. Simple stock control, cart links. I've heard a lot of good feedback about the cart links module for marketing purposes, for integration purposes, or if you have a blog post where you're recommending a product on your site, you can put a link into the page that will send the customer to the checkout page with the product in their cart. You can display a message. You can track these, so you can find out in the email newsletter that you sent out to 2,000 people, how many hundred of them clicked on the link to come look at the product page. We think that's really powerful and useful in a variety of e-commerce applications. I'm glad people are finding that useful, and let us know how we can make that better. Then there are reports in core and Google Analytics integration. Again, we're hoping to make that more robust in the future. It is what it is. I wanted to show off a few sites. I'm going to sit down and switch between the browser just so you can get an idea of what's being done in your Groupcart. So first of all, I have on here RiffTracks. That I said is Mike Nelson's website selling file downloads. So what he does is he takes old movies and cheesy movies and good movies and he makes fun of them. And then it's like an audio commentary. You can download it and sync it up with your DVD while he's playing back. And I guess they're on the dev version. Now, while the page is loading, I might just have to skip the other sites because I don't want to waste your time with the page loads. There are a lot of people doing a lot of cool stuff. I'll have the slides posted up. You can also go to ubercart.org/site and follow links to live sites that are being posted. Warner Brothers Record is using Groupcart for artist sites. He's going to show you Avenged Sevenfold sells fan club memberships using Groupcart. We have manufacturers, laptop manufacturers that are going to be selling Groupcart. You can find Rideware in the near future. We have Sony is using Groupcart. AOL is using Groupcart for file distribution. So a lot of companies that I have no clue were using Groupcart are using Groupcart. I ran into literally dozens of people that are using Groupcart and doing a lot of cool stuff with it, and keep doing it, and then keep letting people know about it so we can share that in our community, get the creative juices flowing so that Groupcart becomes better and better. I'm going to move on to live test demonstration. So I open up all these tabs ahead of time, anticipating a touchy internet connection. This is the UberCart live test. You can come here to demo the code, you can demo checkout, you can demo the product catalog. Is that really hard to see? Not Matthew. Oh, Apple Plus. Alright, well, here we go. We are at the live test. You can come here to demo any of the features in your UberCart. What I'm going to show you first of all is just a product that uses multiple images. We're selling code transmogrifiers for that piece of code that you just can't finish up. Stick it in the transmogrifier overnight, and think about the nice shiny mod. It's only $997. I know we should be selling it for more. But what I'm demoing here is UberCart, like I mentioned, sets up a product mode for you when you install it. It sets up, if you have the modules enabled, image support, multiple images, and we have thumbnail images based on image field, image cache. We're using thick box to display these. None of this stuff is essential. You can override whatever you want to, but if you're just doing a site really quick, this is great. You can set up a site in 45 minutes, and you're done. Your client just needs to fill in their product catalog, or you can do it with an importing tool. We have XML import, CSV import for importing product catalogs. There are conversion scripts coming from Weebly Commerce, OS Commerce, hopefully Meva in the near future. So take advantage of these things. Make your job a lot easier. So this is just a basic product note. There's a core product catalog, like I mentioned. It's just based on taxonomy. So anything you can do with taxonomy, you can do with the core catalog. We're not trying to duplicate a whole lot of work here. We have added image support to these taxonomy terms for the catalog vocabulary. Again, using image cache to resize these to theme and display a product catalog. If I were to click on the Uber Threads picture here, I can see the various Uber Threads for sale and UberCart meeting. Get it to refrigeration, has what I wear every day to work. Polite enough not to wear it inside the company center. But if you wanted to buy an UberCart meeting, we could use the add to cart button. Or we could click on the image, the link, come look at the product page, see if this is what we really want. H75 is a good price. Oh, I see, I can select my size. What I've done here is added an attribute called size to the UberCart meeting. I've given it the options of small, medium, and large. The customer can come select their size. Whenever they add this to the cart, it's going to show up in the shopping cart with the line specifying which option is chosen so they can review that. There are contributed modules that are working with this to let you edit products in the cart, a few other things. Yes? On the UberCart meeting, no price change, but the price can change. You can change the sell price, you can change the cost if you need that for internal reports. You can also change the SKU and the weight for shipping. And you can choose how that gets displayed on here. Similarly, you can choose how this is displayed, whether you want a select box, a radio button box, or just a text field if you need somebody to enter their names. You can embroider it on a hat. You can set that up. It's a core feature. Yeah?
Is there an option to have different price based on
quantity of purchase? Not in core. There are folks
can
that
you
have
repeat
that
the question, like, please?
Yeah.
Can you repeat the question?
Oh, I'm sorry. The question was, are there bulk discounts in core, essentially? If you were to order 100 meetings, could you get them for $8? I think we're already selling them at a good price, so I can't sell them. on the roadmap for the future is certainly core discount support. Right now, it's not there. There are contributed discount options. There are folks that are doing it based on roles. Discounts based on roles, quantity ordered, product types, combinations, all that kind of stuff.
Couldn't you just put that in
the
logo of your catalog and
you
put it in your product?
Definitely, yeah. The question was, could you just have a bulk product? You could certainly do that. We'd like to simplify a better discount process. If you can hold the questions, we just stream through the screenshots here, then we'll field some on the unit. This is just the attributes interface where I can come in here and I can add
You define attributes of your products in a separate interface, and then I come to the product node, I edit it, I go to the attributes tab. I can add as many attributes to this product as I want to. If I want not just size, but also color, well, I can come add that here. Then I can come to the options tab. Let's see if this loads. I can come to the options tab and decide which options to enable. I can decide what the cost adjustment is, the price adjustment, the weight adjustment. I can reorder them in the select box. I can choose a default. Again, I can choose how it's displayed. Just really trying to make building a product catalog simple. And I think this is simple, and I'd love to make it easier. So I'm always open to user suggestions, user interface improvements. Please bring your ideas to the BOF, to the forums, to the issue tracker at Drupal.org. Here, what we call an adjustments tab. This will set up a matrix for all the different attribute and options combinations on a product so that you can specify a different SKU so that whenever you go to fulfill this order, you aren't having to figure out which box to pull the shirt from because you're just looking at the SKU. It's really, really nice. We've been using OS Commerce for years. We don't have this feature, and so our sales team has been having to go in and manually adjust the model number every day for dozens of orders, hundreds of products, and it eats into the time. It's something we'll be happy to wait. What's that? And sometimes we don't get it done and ship the wrong refrigerator to Canada. One more tab here, I'll just show you. Oh, never mind, I had this one shown later. This is the product features tab. Here you can see I've taken the product that I mentioned, serves up a file download. If I were to choose MP3 as my purchase type and then complete checkout, UberCart is going to associate a file download with this user account. You don't have to log in first because UberCart creates a user account for the user when they check out. It will associate the file download, and you can set it up to email the link, you can set it up to have IP control, you can set it to be a timeout URL, whatever you need to do to make sure that your stuff is secure and not being farmed out to a dozen different Ryans around us from different countries as they email and whatever else. Here's the product features interface where I would come in and I would say, oh, I want to add a file download feature. I want to add a recurring feed feature. I want to add a role assignment for this product. I can go through here and add based on the SKU. I can have it added to all the SKUs in the product. You don't have to do it. We're trying to make it as flexible as possible from the get-go so that you are overriding as little of our code as possible. But again, the hooks are there for those that need to. And we hope to take advantage of that and point out to us the gaps in our documentation. I mentioned that we're trying to simplify order administration. Well, first of all, it's site configuration, building a product catalog, order administration. For site configuration, we could just have an impending list of links and menus to go to. We've tried to break it up into order administration, customer administration, products, reports, configuration, help. We've done some work to simplify the way these menus are presented by showing summaries. So here again, I'm looking at a summary of my checkout settings. And I can see here at a glance where something has been set. And so I know that if I need to disable anonymous checkout, reading on this list, I need to adjust it in the checkout settings. I can come in here. It's a summary of the entire form. And we're trying to work on this so that it's integrated with the Forms API. That way we can do this for any form. There's no reason that any form shouldn't be able to generate a summary like this so that somebody who's new to Drupal, new to UberCart, doesn't have to wade through two dozen field sets to find out where to disable anonymous checkout. They can look at a summary, come find these settings easily. Not only that, we have the user's guide documentation documents every single configuration menu, and it even goes through building a product catalog. And eventually, it will go through administering orders. First, exacts. We're working on it. So that's the site configuration, order administration screen. And as an aside, I don't know if anybody uses the site admin module. Works out great. One of our developers made the site admin dropdown, so I can hit Control Alt, bring up the menu. So if I don't feel like waiting through all the menus, I can just drop it down, but it's not in the way all the time. It's very handy. I recommend it to you for just day-to-day Drupal site administration. That's site admin menu, site admin menu drop-down. Just two cool modules to look out for. What's that? I think there are a few separate ones. So Drupal administration menu is another option. I'm not sure if that's the same. It is? Great. Can you get with me afterwards? You can search for it on Drupal.org. It's just site admin or Drupal administration menus. Site admin drop down. Here's the orders overview screen. You can see at a glance the orders for the day. It's very simple for your clients to look on here, see what's pending, what have we received payment for, what should be shipping out, PayPal pending, you'll never see that pending. and then, you know, other order statuses and stuff going on here. Hopefully with Views 2 integration, we'll be able to turn this into a view and let you set up your order administration screen however you want to. That's coming. Certainly excited about the possibilities. We've got different icons here for viewing an order, editing an order, shipping an order. You can build packages out of products on an order and then ship them through UPS. And I believe you can make USPS labels, maybe FedEx labels. Definitely UPS labels you can print out. This is a bad order example. Here's an order I placed for the Uber card meeting. I opened them for free even though I work there. You can see here that what we have again is this pane concept. Again, field set is a fairly technical term for a new user. People can understand panes or panels. So order panes represent different parts of the order to the administrator. You can write your own order pane for whatever you need to. You can edit, you can replace any poor order pane. You can reorder them. You can hook into them with hookform alter. You can do whatever you need to, but this is the core offering. Shipping, billing information, standard stuff, customer information, what's their payment info looking like, what products are on the order. Here we have what we call line items. Actually, products are line items too, but they're a special case. Here we're keeping track of the fees on an order, hopefully making sure those get charged. Deal with order comments to the customer, push them out so I can come in here and tell Ryan I'm still waiting on this check. And then I can comment his order, so when he logs into my site and looks at his order through his account, he's going to see the order comment. I can also send it as an email notification, which you really want to do if you want their money. And then on update, it's going to kick out the email. This is through the UC Notify module that's in core. Hopefully we'll take it out of core and move that into a more workflow approach where people are able to customize and have a lot more control over their notifications. This is order administration. Order edit screen. It's just a form that we have broken into panes, added a little bit of theming to. Here we have Ryan's Rama. We can look at his address book, find out previous addresses, update his information. That was the address in the menu, sorry. Again, these are just all pretty standard order administration stuff. Let us know what really makes administering orders hard for you. We'd like to make them easier. I apologize, I neglected to show the checkout page. If somebody were to proceed to checkout on your site, you can just, oh man, I haven't used Firefox 3. If a registered user comes to checkout, they're going to see their email address is already in here. If they need to edit it, they can click here, go edit it. It's going to kick them back to the checkout page so we don't lose that customer. Hopefully they won't have to do that. I've got saved addresses. I've ordered here before. It's going to populate my information. I can copy this as my billing information. It's already calculating a shipping quote. As soon as that returns, I would look at the services available, select the UPS service I wanted. Or it is Ajax, it may not show up. I'm just gonna let that go. Here I have an order total preview. You want your customers to know what they're being charged for before they enter their payment information. So if they're going to enter their credit card details, they want to know it's gonna cost me $1,011.95. That's the idea behind the order total preview. That's distracting, I'm gonna stop that.
pretty good option. It would ideally update those panels if they had an interconnection, and display to them, you know, credit card fields that they need to fill out. We have credit card encryption and core, so that as long as this data needs to be hanging around your site, it's going to be encrypted. Ideally, you're not storing this information at all. Yes?
Can
there is no core currency converting. Certainly, you can format the currency displays however you
want.
As you can see, I returned my UPS rates. These were gathered through workflow, specifying which shipping methods to call up there. In core, we have flat rate shipping, we have per product shipping, we have weight-based shipping, any sort of, just a few very basic shipping types, and then also a UPS module. There's a contributed FedEx module. There's no DHL module. There's a USPS module. Certainly, I think there's a contributed Canada Post. Check the contributions directly for more information. Again, this is just all future overview stuff. This is UberCart. Trying to make things simple, simplifying site configuration, simplifying building a product catalog, or simplifying day-to-day order administration, and hopefully we're making it easier for you to make money building out, specing out e-commerce websites, using UberCart as your e-commerce solution. Yes, let me go back to the slides and make sure we're doing anything else. Are there any questions on the pages that were demoed? Anything for that?
Can you restrict sales to certain states or certain geographic areas?
Can you restrict sales to certain geographic areas?
Yeah, so I only want to sell in Massachusetts, could I do that?
Not right now. You could use workflow somehow to check what they enter in their checkout field. There are ways that you could stop that. If you can't do it with workflow, you can do it with the book. There are checkout books, order books, product serving books, adding products to cart. You should talk with. Has anybody here done an UberCart presentation at BART or Drupal Camp? Any sort of function? You stand up and get an idea. There are a few guys that are already doing UberCart promoting elsewhere in the country, and they're doing UberCart development. There are people trolling the forums every day. I'm on the forums 8 to 5 on weekdays. If you need pointers on what books to use, what modules to go for, there's help available. And there's more and more help available. And we'd like to see more and more help available. So hopefully some of you will start using UberCart. I've already touched on all this. These are just, you know, the Drupal systems that we are integrated with. The user system, taxonomy, node system, workflow in G, as I've pointed out in various places, CCK, views integration for you to build your custom views, your custom catalogs, your custom product recommendation engines, blogs, whatever else. User points, there's a contributed user points module available through Google.org, integrating UberCart user points. Theme system, forms API, or Drupal. We want to stay that way, and as we move forward in versions, we're hoping to have tighter and tighter integration with Drupal, because it just makes sense. Nobody else is doing it in the e-commerce world, so that's really why we think UberCart is one cart to rule them all, and a solution for you. You have a question in the back on the waterfront?
About inventory tracking and reports. I'm sorry if I missed if you talked about it earlier. Is there like some kind of reporting for that?
Yeah. The question was, what about inventory tracking, reporting on inventory tracking? In core, it's just a stock level API that you're going to plug your inventory management into.
I don't know. See if there was an UberCart inventory management.
Right. At the moment, there is not. That is on the roadmap. Right now, it's just stock level control that you're going to have to work with. There is an API that you can use. It does do notifications on low stock levels and a few other things. It's a start. So. Let me go through the last couple of slides, and then I'll field questions for the last 15 minutes or so. There's a lot going on in the UberCart community. One of these strengths of UberCart in the Drupal world, in the e-commerce world, is we have a core development community, a user community with people that are doing this stuff, have done this stuff, and are eager to help you put UberCart to use on your website. And they are not getting lost in the Drupal forums. You know, I try to push stuff in the Drupal forums when I can, but it's just big. There is no UberCart sub-forum yet. So they're coming to ubercart.org, and we're really happy with the way that that's worked out. Building a community around a Drupal module package is bringing a lot of new people to Drupal that would never have used Drupal otherwise. It's bringing people from Joomla that have been using VirtualMart and want to start using UberCart instead. It's bringing people to Drupal that have never even heard of content management systems, and they're picking this up, they're figuring it out, and they're starting to sell stuff with Drupal, and I think it's really cool. So we have project community website is ubercart.org. Register there, register with the Drupal.org user ID, whatever you need to do. There's a live test, there's an admin demo at demo.ubercart.org. We are using Bazaar for version control right now. You can find that at bazaar.ubercart.org. There is a tarball of the latest code as it's committed available there for download. There's also an auto installer if you just need a real quick install to toy around with. That's an install at ubercart.org. And if you need to download us, drupal.org project ubercart. Find out more information there. For the future, we do have a lot ahead of us updating Drupal 6 and then fixing all the things that we think could be done easier, could be done better, could be done quicker, less code. So we've got to update Drupal 6, get to work on 2.0, and make sure that more people are getting in on the process, more people are sharing code, sharing knowledge, expertise, and then showing up our weaknesses. We've had good help from guys that have helped us shore up the CSS classes and other stuff that I just I'm a bonehead when it comes to design. So thank goodness for everybody. We're looking at Google Summer of Code, hoping to get a few tasks in there through Drupal. We're looking at the possibility of Uber camps in the future. Can't say I'd bring you anything exciting in Louisville, Kentucky, but I'd be more than happy to have you. To do just training sessions on using UberCart, and then also code sprints, brainstorming, development sessions, and all that kind of stuff. We will be having a BOSS session tomorrow afternoon. You can look on the whiteboard out in the hallway to find out when that will be. Look for the Uber Shield. I don't have one. Look for the Uber Shields. If you don't have a sticker, feel free to pick one up from us afterwards. And then also dinner tonight. Would anybody be interested in mingling with other UberCart users and us at dinner tonight? Just a show of hands so we know what kind of venue. Alright. You know, stick around after John Messick talks about jQuery. We'll probably try to walk to the Ethiopian place and then maybe just hang out together, talk UberCart, talk Drupal, and then talk anything else because this is not all I knew. UberCart and Drupal pays the bills, but this isn't what life is all about. So I'm happy to get to know you on a personal level, friendship level. So that's the session. Happy to take Q&A. What's that?
Maybe I haven't put the mic.
Yeah, if you have a question, maybe we could cue at one of the mics, and then that would make it a little bit easier for everybody to hear what kind of questions we can get. All right, so...
Quickly, I think you said that you had support Payflow Plus, or Payflow programming.
There's contributed Payflow Pro support. Hey, Ernest, can you raise your hand? Yeah. Everybody give Ernest a round of applause for contributing Payflow Pro. Yeah. I might pick up a few minutes and see what happens.
We handle donations.
What's that? Do we handle donations and products?
Yeah, donations and products.
There is a contribution to handle donations. You can probably use a little bit of work, but stuff.
You mentioned goals. Can you do, or do you envision doing memberships of a specific duration?
Yeah, I didn't elaborate on that in the session, but The role promotion or role assignment model is really robust. Sean did make a 90 before he quit. And so if you were to use it, if you were to attach a role assignment to a product, you could have one product that has a one-month membership and then a one-year membership, change the SKU based on whichever selection the customer chooses, and then based on the SKU, attach a different role assignment with a different expiration date, different duration, and then you have an infinite membership if you wanted to, or it could expire, and there's a report screen for managing those integrated with the user administration.
Great.
Yeah? That's a good question.
You mentioned that you can, when you install it, if you have the image support or CCKM and stuff set up, it'll set up the particular node type with image support, correct?
Yeah.
What if you don't have that at the time you install a WordPress, can you do that retroactively thereafter later?
Yeah. I'm not sure if I showed the page or not. There's a store administration page. It's example.com/admin/store. Hope it loads. I'll just describe it while it's loading. There was a box that just kind of listed all the various links, administration links. Below that is a store status table where we list things like maybe you aren't using credit card encryption when you should be. There's going to be a big fat warning there, or error message essentially, that tells you to get encryption enabled. If you installed UberCart without first enabling those other modules, there would be one here labeled images. With a link for you to click on to automatically configure all that stuff. And I mentioned product classes. You can clone the product node type for different node types. It will replicate the image fields and image cache stuff for each product node type. So,
thanks.
Yep.
Thanks. You have multiple product providers located in different locations, different taxes and shipping.
Right now, there is per product. Origination address. So if you're shipping something from California, you're getting a UPS shipping quote for California to Nevada, not from wherever you're located to Nevada. But what was the second question?
So could you have two products, one in one order, one that ships from California and one that ships from New York?
Yeah. Yeah, now, I mean, again, the packaging and shipping stuff is not automated. So you are packaging some of the stuff yourself, but it is going to tell you where the origination address is. Let's just specify it. My hunch is the UI needs some love. So if you get into that, let me know. I'd be happy to work with them and make that better for.
All right. Do you have reporting for multiple providers?
Could you get really close to the mic? You're a rock star.
Do you have reporting for multiple providers? Can you set who provides each product?
No, you're not.
Just by the origination?
Yeah, I mean, the product report is fairly simplistic. It won't even show the origination address on the product report. You can check it out afterwards if you want to come on up. You can. No problem.
Two questions, if I can. First, I'm just looking for a real quick answer. You mentioned recurring payments. I'm wondering if the credit card charge is triggered by UberCard or if it's triggered by the payment gateway provider.
What I've done in the core is I decided that I can't really capture all the use cases. And so there is a product feature that will define a recurring fee. Whenever somebody checks out with a product that has a recurring fee, it's going to pass that information on through a hook. Your payment module is going to receive that information and set it up with your payment gateway. And so you're going to have to do some of the heavy lifting.
It's not like Cron runs and says, "Oh, I got to pay recurring payments."
There is that for the credit card module. But I'm not saying that I can recommend that for security reasons.
But you don't want to be storing credit cards.
Exactly. Yeah.
Most payment gateways want you to send that information to them and set up a recurring payment on their side. And they, if you look at your merchant contract with Visa or MasterCard,
right, you can't store
them. You're not supposed to do that.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Good. That's the answer I was hoping for. The other question was.
And also, you can talk to Ernest a little more about that.
Okay. You mentioned, you know, that UberCart is one of a few modules that brings people to Drupal backwards. They find UberCart and say, oh, this runs on Drupal, so now they're Drupal people.
Yeah.
Another module that does that a lot in my experience is Civa CRM. I'm wondering if you know of anyone who's done any kind of integration between UberCart and Civa CRM as far as order history and tracking that.
I am not aware of the moment.
That is something that we are going to do for our business. My intention is to use Civa CRM as our CRM.
Awesome. That's and great news.
Now, I'm also
not just for nonprofits.
Right. Oh, it's awesome. I mean, all you got to do is just take out the city part. That's a great CRM.
but I will tell you, I think it is a little bit slow in talking to some of the CRM developers. I think they're concerned about some of about the speed of the current releasing.
It's slow. You use a lot of custom fields to speed that you're in the 2.0.
That's what I agree.
Right now.
Next.
This is kind of a basic question, but as someone who just sent out a Joomla proposal with Virtue Mart, with great regret 2 months later, now that I'm really immersed in Drupal, I'm thinking that I kind of will want a comparison chart. And I'm wondering, you know, this is maybe a specific question, what your Virtue Mart users are frustrated with that they're coming to UberCart for. But I wonder if the UberCart community could, you know, develop a comparison chart for clients and colleagues. Rather than just like, we think this was
going to
be really good, like, what the actual
business is. Yeah, it's something we've tossed around the office a little bit. You might be with Andy and chat with him afterwards. It's hard to do a comparison chart because there's so much. But there are people blogging about it. If you search for shizagum.com, I have not met shizagum.com. I don't know, but they basically said, hey, we were using Virtue Mart, now we're using UberCart. So, there are people that have reviewed that kind of stuff independently, but I think a lot of it is Drupal. You know,
we just hired a new guy to work on UberCart, and what we are kind of breaking him on is he is writing, you know, closely modest, but a review of UberCart and a listing of all the features and trying to do a, you know, detailed feature by feature, not analysis, but, you know, what works, what doesn't, here's what UberCart is good for, here's what it isn't. So what is on the webpage is drastic now. So we're going to find out right there. That should be right here. I've got a copy of it on my laptop. I'll give you a copy of it afterwards if you want. But we'll probably have that up on the website for the week.
Next.
So do you have support for web selling? Like if somebody adds something to their cart, the way that Amazon does, they say, well, we have
this. Yeah. It's contributed right now. Torgo's Pizza. He deserves a round of applause all on himself. He's the guy that developed the Riftrack site. He's not here. If we weren't for him, the file download system before wouldn't be as robust as it is. There's no question. And he has developed enough cell modules. It's in the contributions directory that does recommend products on the cart page. So, yeah.
Any thoughts on affiliate modules in the roadmap? And if somebody had to do that today, if they want to try and integrate with the installation?
Yeah. I'm not sure if that would ever make it into core. There is a company, it's called iPod Fitness Center, and they basically developed an affiliate system for their website, selling natural herbal supplements for dieting and exercise, and iPods. What's that? Yeah.
Great.
Have you used that tutorial or his?
I used the affiliate.
Rock on. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It promises a little.
Yeah.
Not that it delivers, but, you know.
Sure.
It doesn't have to happen
unless
you get a
phone
call.
Yeah.
But
great. And it's posted on UberCart.org. So, yeah.
Are there any kind of documentation of, like, site recipes or different types of commerce recipes that you might want to do promotion and download, or you might want to do
I think the future of that is really install profiles. Right now there aren't just like a site recipe. There is no site recipe page. That's certainly worthy of being documented. I think there may be an empty category for that in the user's guide. But install profiles, I think, are the future.
Also, we need to set up like website certificates.
SSL certificates? Yes, and you can integrate that with your UberCart site using the Secure Pages module, which is just a standard Drupal module to secure your site. Highly recommend it. Yeah.
for one of the e-commerce sites I'm using, we're using Meepa Merchant, which I'm pulling my hair out of that.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we've been having trouble with is like you might want to have a product that has a special discount and not have that visible to the entire world. Well, is the catalog customizable so that certain products are not visible in the catalog?
Yeah, I'd say what you're going to want to do is implement some sort of a node access control, whether it's taxonomy access control light, taxonomy access or something. You can hide stuff and do it in your view. I mean, roll a custom catalog using views.
Well, we want to be able to give out the URL to certain customers, but not necessarily
have them log in. What's that? Which one? The coupon module? Yeah. If you were using coupon codes during checkout for the discount, that's one option. If you just want to hide it, you don't have to publish it. I mean, you can do any sort of a Drupal node access. Do we have a...
Theming. It's real easy to fix that with theming.
Okay. Yeah, for a single cart, if anything in the cart is shippable, it's going to ask you for shipping information in court. If nothing is, it's not going to show shipping information in quotes. So it's got a little bit of logic built in there to simplify it. And last question, and then I think we really need to wrap up.
Real quickly, any interest in doing stuff for point of sale?
That's actually turned up a few times. I don't really know what it would take. I don't see a scanner. What's that?
A barcode scanner. Module would go a long way.
So, okay. Yeah, I mean, certainly interest, because a lot of people keep asking about it, and I'd be happy to see that happen. But looks like maybe Jacob's. All right, I just want to thank everybody for coming by. And anybody that's interested in coming out to go out to dinner together, come up front and we'll try to let you know where the place is being. Thank you.